All right, let's dive into the world of credit cards. You know, you sent in this PDF called Understanding Credit Card Terms and Conditions.
Right.
Honestly, I think it's perfect. We're not just talking about avoiding debt, which of course is important, but we're going deep on how credit cards really work so you can use them to your advantage.
Yeah, it's like this. Like you're learning this whole secret language of finance. Once you get the terms down, then you're in control.
Exactly. And, you know, the PDF actually starts off with this story that really caught my eye. It's about a credit card with like a super low introductory APR. Sounds awesome, right?
Yeah.
But then 6 months later,
yeah,
the reach just skyrockets. Can you imagine being caught off guard by that?
Oh, it happens all the time. People get so drawn in by those like flashy offers and they don't realize the fine print. Yeah.
It's like all those times I've just clicked agree online without reading anything. Talk about a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
It really is like signing a contract you haven't read. And credit card companies know. Most people are not going to sit and read all that. So they put in these little, almost like...
gotchas.
That can really cost you.
So how do we avoid falling into those traps? Well, the PDF breaks down some key terms that we need to know, starting with APR. Okay, I feel like I hear that all the time. But honestly, could you refresh my memory on what APR actually means?
Absolutely. So APR stands for annual percentage rate, and it's essentially the cost of borrowing money on your credit card, expressed as a yearly percentage. So it's kind of like the price tag for using the credit card company's money.
Okay, that makes sense. But the PDF also mentions something called a variable APR. What's the difference?
Okay, so that's where things get interesting. With a fixed APR, it stays the same over time, unless the issuer, you know, gives you notice that it's changing. But with a variable APR, it's tied to what's called the prime rate, which is basically the interest rate that banks charge their most creditworthy customers.
Wait, so even if I have a great track record, my interest rate could still go up?
Exactly. So if that prime rate increases, so does your APR. Even if you've been paying your bills on time, it's kind of like a moving target. That can make budgeting a little bit tricky. So let's say you're comfortably making payments on your card at, let's say, 15% variable APR. And then suddenly the prime rate jumps up. Now your APR could climb to 18% or even higher. And that's going to make your monthly payments more expensive and harder to manage.
Okay, that's definitely something to watch out for when comparing cards. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like really the only way to avoid surprises is to actually read those terms and conditions carefully.
Absolutely. It's the only way to really know what you're agreeing to. And there's more to consider, too, like annual fees, which are charges just for having the card, and penalty rates, which kick in if you miss a payment or exceed your credit limit.
Right. And those penalty rates sound especially scary. The PDF mentions that they can be way higher than your regular APR and can really cause your debt to balloon.
Exactly. They're like financial penalties for not following the rules. And even one late payment can sometimes trigger a penalty APR, and that can last for months or even years, which can make it really hard to get out of debt.
So it's not even just about avoiding debt altogether. It's about being really strategic and disciplined with how we use these credit cards.
Exactly. It's about knowing your limits, understanding the terms, and using credit cards as a tool to actually build a positive financial future, not something that's going to hold you back.
And I think the PDF touches on a really important point here. Understanding all of this isn't just about avoiding the negative stuff, but it can actually unlock some amazing positives too.
Yes. It's like you learn the rules of a game.
Yeah.
And then you can actually win. For example, the PDF talks about this amazing thing called a grace period.
Okay. Tell me more about this grace period. It sounds almost too good to be true.
Yeah, it kind of is. So the grace period is like this window of time between the end of your billing cycle and your payment due date. So if you pay off your entire balance during that time, like the whole thing, you're not charged any interest on your purchases.
Wait, so if I use my credit card this month, let's say for groceries, gas, and I pay it off in full before the due date, I'm basically getting a free loan for like a few weeks.
Exactly. It's a great perk, especially when you're making bigger purchases. Like let's say you buy a new laptop for $1,000 and you use your credit card, which has a 20% APR. If you pay it off within that grace period, you're not paying any interest. But if you only make the minimum payment and carry a balance, you're going to start accruing interest. And that's just adding to the overall cost.
That's a huge difference.
Okay.
But the PDF really emphasizes that you have to pay the entire balance, right?
Right. Even carrying over a small balance can negate that grace period. And then you start getting those interest charges. It's like a light switch. It's either on and you get the benefit, or it's off and you're paying interest.
Okay. So this grace period This is a pretty big deal. It makes me wonder why we're not all talking about this more. It feels like one of the best-kept secrets.
Well, maybe it's not as exciting as, like, you know, earning those reward points or getting cash back. But in terms of actual financial savings, the grace period is a game changer.
So using it wisely. It's all about being organized and paying attention to those due dates.
Exactly. Setting reminders or even automating payments can be really helpful so you don't miss that grace period deadline. And this all ties back to a concept that the PDF mentions, credit worthiness.
Right. Credit worthiness. I know it's important, but could you break that down for me? Like, what does that even mean and why should I care?
Think of credit worthiness as like your financial reputation. It's a measure of how likely you are to repay borrowed money based on your past behavior. So lenders use your credit worthiness, which is reflected in your credit score, to basically assess the risk of lending money to you.
So if I have a high credit score, it basically means mm-hmm. I'm a low-risk borrower.
Exactly. A high credit score is telling lenders, hey, this person's been responsible with credit in the past. And that makes you more likely to get approved for things like loans, credit cards, even apartments, often with better terms and lower interest rates.
Wow, so good credit. Isn't just about getting approved, it's about getting better deals overall.
Exactly. Think about this. You and your friend both want to buy a car. You have excellent credit. Your friend has a lower score. You might qualify for a loan with a 4% interest rate, while your friend might only get offered 8%. That can be a difference of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan.
Okay, that's a good reason to build credit. But how does using credit cards responsibly actually help with that?
So every time you make a payment on time, you're showing those lenders that you can be trusted to repay what you borrow. And keeping those balances low shows that you're not overspending, which also helps your credit history.
So it's not even just about avoiding the bad stuff. It's about doing good things that show you're financially responsible.
Yes. It's like a video game. Every responsible action you take earns you points towards a higher credit score. And the higher you score, the more opportunities and better deals you get.
I'm starting to see the big picture here. It's not just about avoiding debt with these credit cards. It's about using them as a tool to build a better financial future. And the PDF really emphasizes this, using credit responsibly to boost your credit worthiness, which then unlocks all sorts of possibilities.
You got it. And this brings us back to that main message of the PDF. Knowledge is power. The more you know about these credit cards, the better you can use them. Build a solid credit history and reach your goals.
You know, this has been a total eye-opener for me. I used to feel so intimidated by credit cards.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of excited about them. Like I've leveled up my financial literacy or something.
That's great. And this is just the beginning. There's always more to learn.
I feel like we've only just scratched the surface here.
Yeah, in a way. But, you know, the PDF was all about building that foundation. You've got those key terms down. And you see the big picture now. How credit cards can really play a part in your whole financial life.
So where do we go from here? The PDF doesn't really get into specifics, like strategies for building credit or the different kinds of cards out there.
That's true. The PDF is about the fundamentals, but it's like, you're not going to become a chef just by learning to boil water.
Right. There's a whole world beyond.
Exactly. Same with credit cards. You've got the basics. Now you can explore all the strategies and tools to match your own goals.
Okay. So what are some of those next level things that we should be thinking about?
Well, if you're trying to build credit, you might consider a secured credit card. You put down deposit as like a safety net for the issuer. And that can make it easier to get approved, even with not much credit history.
Sounds good for someone just starting out.
It is. And as you use it responsibly, make those payments on time. You build your score. And eventually you can qualify for a regular card, an unsecured one.
What about the different types of cards you mentioned? The PDF talked a little about rewards programs. I'd love to hear more about how those work.
Oh, rewards cards. They can be amazing if you use them right. Some give you cash back on what you buy. Others you get points. You can use for travel, merchandise, even statement credits.
That's incredible. But I'm guessing there's some things to watch out for.
Of course. Rewards cards often have higher APRs or annual fees. So you gotta do the math. Make sure the rewards are actually worth it. And don't overspend just to chase those rewards. Remember, the rewards only make sense if you're paying off your balance each month and not getting hit with interest.
Very good point. It's easy to get carried away.
Exactly. It's about balance. And that's where everything from the PDF comes in. You know the terms, you know the traps, and now you're thinking strategically. making credit cards work for you.
This whole deep dive, it's been so empowering. I went from feeling intimidated by credit cards to actually being excited about what they can do. It's like a whole new level of financial understanding.
That's fantastic. And this is just the start. Keep learning. Keep exploring.
Any last words of wisdom?
Stay curious. Ask questions. Don't be afraid to look for information,
right,
especially when it comes to your money.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for being such an awesome guide through all of this.
Happy to do it. Keep learning. And maybe we'll deep dive together again soon.
And to all our listeners, keep those PDFs coming. We're learning right along with you. Cool. Until next time, happy learning.